kind of a euphoric thing. If you're behind the decks and people respond, particularly if it's not a well-known track, do you know what I mean? It's just, it's the best feeling in the world. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my
life. Yeah. You'd find more female DJs in the house. Girls tend to like more uplifting tracks. You gotta get down, girl. Rather than the dark, grimy stuff that a lot of guys like, you know. You drive me crazy, baby.
You've got to turn into another man. I think girls just have way more fun.
Girls like to dance well, lads like to hold up the wall, you know.
It was never like, oh my God, I'm a woman, it's so difficult for me.
They really, really enjoy being up there and having the spotlight on them.
I got loads of attention and I just really enjoyed it.
The energy that they give off is different to guys. My name's Sophie DeVere. I'm a DJ.
My name is Kellyanne Byrne and I've been a DJ in Dublin for, I'd say, roughly 10 years now.
My name is Aoife Nakana. I'm a DJ, broadcaster and sound engineer.
A lot of it has to do with my brother. He taught me basic rhythm and beat matching.
Luckily enough, there were some really cool DJs at the time that guided me.
I would have taught myself, you know, and then I suppose picked up tips from other people along the way. I never went to a class or anything like that.
How do you think that's going to mix now with that?
So I'm just looking for a part here, that more straight part. Breaks out of the chorus there.
This is DJ Tukai here out in Bray Institute of Further Education, which I'm a teacher on the one-year DJ course.
So I'm going to take it from that first kick drum there after the kind of the course.
I do class dedicated to scratching and effects and tricks and stuff.
Because this is kind of a swing beat tune as well, it makes it necessarily 4-4.
Just a really good foundation, really, of DJ and DJ culture. A lot of the years we've had people in where, you know, you'll have four techno guys, four hard house guys, two girls into various stuff, some guys straight just into hip hop, and just seeing them all kind of meld together, you know. Because a lot of people, when they're younger, are very militant in the styles of music they're into, you know, or tend to disregard a genre of music for some reason that might not be musical or based or whatever. So I think for them, it's great when you see them start to become friends, I suppose, to build friendships and then to open their ears up to all different types of music and styles of production and ways of listening to music.
Momentum of the platter keeps the record spinning even when it's turned off, you know, you get that kind of drag.
Some girls put up a barrier to the entry to themselves. It's like, oh, I wouldn't be able to do that, you know. Girls actually are a lot more disciplined and willing to learn and have more ability than the lads. The two girls there would probably be two of the best in the class, you know.
Yeah, that's sore. Me and Leah, when we first started, we didn't have a clue. Like, I'd never actually touched a set of decks before. They go through all the basics and then more advanced stuff.
I'm used to being around guys anyway because most of my family consists of boys, so I didn't feel intimidated at all. And the guys are really nice as well, they don't make you feel intimidated, so...
I think it's nice to have a female presence in the class.
Yeah, it keeps them on check. Yeah.
They try and like give you a good feeling for the industry as a whole, not just focusing in on the like DJing.
They encourage us to get out and get our own gigs as much as possible, because that's part of the event management course as well that we do. It's good, yeah, it gets people out there and builds up your confidence a bit as well. Nothing can save you, it's the A4 ally, D4 damager,
O4 out of here, R4 the renegade master. I met this guy, Shane, and we both had the same ideas together. We were really excited whenever we saw girls play. We'd be DJing around Dublin for a while, and we realised that there was a lot of good girl DJs around this city, and it's hard to track them down, and you've really got to know where they are to see them play. We both wanted to start a night anyway. We were getting a little bit bored of the nights that were going on, so we had the idea of just doing it predominantly girls. Completely, like, not contrived at all, just there to have fun, play great music, and I just wanted to see a load of girls doing their thing and having a good time.
I think it's really good. The DJs are playing loads of different stuff in each room.
Better than your average nightclub anyway, yeah.
There's Laura Lovejoy, who plays a lot of 60s surf and soul music. Her collection is just phenomenal, and she's all vinyl. Neve, who's in the band Ham Sandwich, very pop-based, a lot of 80s stuff like Kraftwerk, Cyndi Lauper and that kind of thing. It's music to dance to. Then we've got Amy from London. She's really into her hip-hop and that kind of stuff. And then we had Sarah. She did a lot of indie and popular music.
The theme of the night is girls, 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 but I think it works pretty well.
Like antics, but for grown-ups.
Every room that you step into, if you've had enough of the indie thing, then you can go and have some soul. If you've had enough of the soul, then you can go and, you know, have some pop and dub and that kind of stuff. So.
I'm a fan of the 80s fantasticness. I would appreciate some more indiness.
A lot of guys and girls just saying that they're definitely going to come back.
It's different.
It's cool.
It's cool.
Clubbing is so different to what it was years ago. Years ago, it was just about music. It's a lot of become style over content. So what's happening is you're going to these club nights and it's people with a few sort of burn CDs. Like, there's no thought gone into the set or whatever, and people dressing up and there's cameras there. Pretending that I'm true, holding in my laugh as I say
that I love you, saying no more, kissing you on the ear. Some of the most untechnical DJs can be the best, you know what I mean? With just with their tune selection and their energy and their ability to read a crowd, you know?
When I'm DJing and I'm looking at a crowd, I might have to be more crowd-pleasing to keep people in the pub, particularly these days, you know? I mean, we're desperate to have people in the pubs and spending money.
At the end of the day, you could be brilliant at what you do and the kind of the beat matching and everything, but if you don't have any confidence and you don't look like you're having fun behind the decks, then people don't really care to watch you.
I think if you're playing to a crowd of 200 people, you've got to respond to them. I'm very much a crowd DJ. I really respond to what people want. I think that's what DJing is about.